It does continue for years to come.
And the sound guys, we don't want to forget
the sound
guys.
The sound men, the most important on every stage. We love you, sound men.
All important to the musicians.
That's right. All right, they're getting things set up for you.
All right.
They've been touring the Florida area for the last couple of days. I think they're going to be down in Sarasota tomorrow. Tonight, they're going to be
on the main stage at 10:20 down there on the hill. So.
Yeah. Doc asked me, is that going to be in the sun?
No, that's
tell
at 10:20.
You get some people in here to Florida, and they all of a sudden say, hey, it's hot in Florida. Well, it is hot in Florida. What can we say? We grew up here, and it's hot in Florida.
Yes.
Well, we'll just keep talking forever until they get up here. You know, we don't mind. You want us to get our guitar and fiddle out? Yeah. You might want us to, but once we start, it's hard to stop us, so.
Come on, guys, sing us an acapella.
Would you like that?
She's signing everything you're saying.
She, bless her heart.
Happy's keeping her busy over there. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Do you have a fan yet? A fan. A fan. Is that how you say fan? Be sure to get a... They have our names on it. We bring those. Somebody was real tall here. How many of you saw us earlier? Well, I forgot some of the words to one of my songs, but... Then I told you I was Don
and now
Grooms.
He's telling
I'm not really
all of these people who didn't see it happen.
I'm not really Don Grooms. I just said that when I forgot the words there and thought maybe I could pass it off on somebody else, but it's not
you know
possible.
Don's back there.
Don's one of our favorites. Wasn't he great?
Yeah. You don't find anybody who's not a real good picker around
I'm
here.
I'm telling you, we have played this festival.
Excellent
this is our
music.
Fourth year playing this festival, and we love this festival. This is the best festival that we have ever played. Yeah. How many of you are from Florida? How many of you aren't from Florida? Oh, North Carolina, I heard. There you go. Uh-oh. How many of you are going to come down here and buy property? Yeah. Take up all the good stuff. How many of you want to promote our next album and sponsor it? Keep going. All right. Well, we don't mind that at all. We keep going all day until all the chords are in place and all the knobs are turned just the right way. Yeah, I bet you are. Well, you know, I could expound on how wonderful Doc has been to me over the years as far as just listening to his albums and saying, man, if I could pick like that, if I could sing songs like that, and he's just been an inspiration to me, as a lot of musicians I've heard in the campgrounds last night, today. I've talked to a lot of people that have really let me know how much they really appreciate Doc being here for this festival this year, and I think it's going to be a real memorable festival for every one of you, the 1996 Florida Folk Festival. It's one of the nicest ones we've been to in the last 4 years that we've played, and many years before that that we've just come out and been a part of the crowd and listened to everything.
Well, Doc's sitting in one we can bring up. I'm just trying to figure out.
What are you going to do? Now, Patty would like to say a few words.
I'd like to say I'm not even as tall as Happy.
Okay. Tell him a joke.
Tell him a joke. Oh, golly.
There, that's a good idea.
Penis and God bless America.
Hey.
Who's all
I got the flag.
Oh, have the flag back there.
You know, we usually get those guys at the bars when we play those places.
No, hey, just don't play Freebird here.
No.
Freebird!
Play Freebird! No way.
I'm sure that Doc and Jack really appreciate us bringing up that song. Yeah, right. I got a Freebird. How many of you get down to Tampa?
Yeah.
Well, that's where we're from. We love the drive up here, too. It's just a nice, long, beautiful drive, beautiful Florida scenery, a lot of sane cows. We saw, you know, Florida has sane cows. We saw them all standing up there all along the road. Well,
I got to share this with you. He was so excited on the way up here thinking about his sane cows here in Florida. And I said, don't tell that joke. Nobody's going to laugh. Sane cows. Get it?
Hey, got it. Get me in here again. It's my mic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome Sugar Hill recording artists Jack Lawrence and Doc Watson.
Thank you. Jack, we better pick pretty good. I could use a little more vocal in the monitors.
We also need power. This must not be plugged in.
Turn it down, Jack. My guitar almost jumped out of my hands.
What the? You got it? You got everything down up there? That fallback channel, turn it down. Now bring it up slowly till we say whoa, and that's
whoa.
There you go.
Is that enough? You need more.
I think that'll be enough.
Check 1, 2. I do okay, need some vocal in the monitors, please.
Check.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2. Check. Good college guitar don't like this dang heat, Jack.
Not any more than I do.
This one's a whole bunch older. That one's pretty new, you know, and it still ain't settled down good. It'll get better about that. I noticed this one didn't like it when I had it when it's new. Y'all pardon the technical talk and we'll get into the picking. Here's a little song that I heard a group that call themselves the Dixie Clodhoppers play this. And it's a song about going home back down south. I'll get up in the morning and shine up my shoes, go down to the station and lose my blues. I'm gonna get me a ticket on the southbound train, I'm going home again. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, all down where the sugar cane grows. Now they say when Gabriel blows his horn, man, you can't pull back, Lord, you're gonna go on. So you better get ready for the judgment day. You can't take money and buy your wing. I'll arise when the rooster crows. I'll arise when the rooster crows. I'm a going back south where the sun shines hot, or down where the sugar cane grows. Pick it, son. If the golden slippers that you hear so much about was a wore down here, they'd soon wear out. When we get up there, we can try on the robes and try on the golden shoes. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm a-going back south where the sun shines hot, or down where the sugar cane grows. I'll take my honey right down to the ball. We'll drink good cider all the fall. Where the ducks chew tobacco and the geese drink wine, the old hen cackles while the rooster keeps the time. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, or down where the sugar cane grows. Pick me another one, son. Listen to this verse. What would you do if the women's all dead? Lord, I'd sit in the corner with a hung down head. And if I marry at all, it won't be for riches. I'll get me a fat gal that can't wear my britches. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm a-going back south where the sun shines hot, or down where the sugar cane grows. Hey! Thank you. We had a little fun song to get everybody in a good, happy notion here. I'd like to say a special hello. I already spoke to him, to my good friends, Barry and Mary Murphy from good old England. Let's make them welcome. They come a long ways.
Yeah, we just lost power back here again. I'm not sure.
Somebody's a stomping on the cord, I guess. Anyway, and a, thank you.
Now it's gone again.
Can you fix it so it'll stay fixed? And I also like to say a big howdy to my good friend Rex Batten, an old boy I went to school with. Bless his heart, he's out there in that hot sun. Maybe he found the shady spot, I don't know. Here's another good old traditional tune I'm going to pick, called Shady Grove. Cheeks as red as a blooming rose, and eyes are the prettiest brown. She's the darling of my heart, sweetest little girl in town. Wish I had a glass of wine and bread and meat for two. I'd set it out on a golden plate and I'd give it all to you. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. When I was a little boy, I wanted a Barlow knife. And now I want little Shady Grove to say she'll be my wife. A kiss from pretty little Shady Grove, as sweet as brandy wine. And there ain't no girl in this whole world that's prettier than mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Pick it up. I wish I had had a big old horse on the grain to feed him on. Little Shady Grove to stay at home and feed him while I'm gone. I went to see my Shady Grove, she is standing in the door. Her shoes and stockings in her hand and her little bare feet on the floor. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. In the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have little Shady Grove, I don't want no gal at all. If I had a needle and thread as fine as I could sew, I'd sew my pretty gal to my side and down the road we'd go. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Thank you very much. Jack, you feel like singing some harmony on a good old Carter Finley tune?
Try to croak it out, sure.
Let's do Storms on the Ocean right here. If you love somebody, this song will kind of fit. Now I think I got it where I can lean over and be lazy a little bit and sing right into it, Jack. Sure appreciate you folks coming down in this heat to hear us pick. Be a little cooler tonight. I'm going away for to leave you, love. I'm going away for a while. But I'll return to you sometime if I go 10,000 miles. The storms are on the ocean, and the heavens may cease to be. This world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee. Pretty little feet, and who will glove your hand, and who will kiss your sweet, sweet lips when I'm in a far off land? Papa will shoe my pretty little feet, Mama will glove my hands, and no one will kiss my rosy lips till you come home again. The storms aren't on the ocean, and the heavens may cease to be. This world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee. Oh, see that lonesome little dove as he flies from pine to pine. He's mourning for his own true love, just the way I mourn for mine. I won't go back on the ocean, love. I'll never go back to sea. And I'll not turn my back on my blue-eyed girl, lest she goes back on me. The storms aren't on the ocean, and the heavens may cease to be. This world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee.
Doesn't matter, something... You want to do Florida Blues? We can do Florida Blues.
We're going to do a little flat picking. There's probably a few guitar pickers out there. This one ain't too traditional. I heard a group called Roy Hall's Blue Ridge Entertainers. I forgot who the fiddler was with that group. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Anyway, I heard them do this the first time I ever heard it. And it's a guitar picker's version of Florida Blues. I kind of like to hear Jack rant and rave on the strings on this. And I'll do my best to pick a lick or two on it. Pick it together now. One more. Thank you. I heard a couple of tales recently that I think you folks might enjoy. They're kind of folky little stories about young fellers that had some bad habits. These two young boys, one was 7 and one was 9, were always getting into some kind of devilment and meanness all the time. And the daddy, he really hated to just spank up on them good. So he said to the youngest, and he seemed to be a little amused, he says, "I'm going to take you down and let the preacher talk to you this morning." He took him down there and set him down in the preacher's little office and walked out. And the preacher was mad at somebody that morning. He didn't feel like talking to the little fella. And so he walked over and shook his finger in the little boy's face and said, "Where's God?" He said that about 3 times and turned around and walked off and left the little boy sitting there. Boy, he jumped up and ran out to his daddy and said, "Daddy, let's go home." When he got to the house, he hunted up his little brother and he said, "Buddy, God has disappeared, and they think we had something to do with it." And that little boy, he was about 10 or 11. He had a pretty bad habit of telling bad tales that weren't true. You know, man, he could tell some tall ones. And his daddy decided he'd take him and let the preacher talk to him. And he first asked the preacher if he could bring him. He says, "Yeah." He said, "In fun, I believe I can tell a bigger lie than he can." So when the little boy went in and sat down, he shook hands with the preacher like a little gentleman should, and he sat down over there, and the preacher said, "Son, I'm going to tell you a tall tale, something that happened to me." He said, I went out in the woods hunting the other day with my good old rifle gun, thinking I might kill me a deer, and he said, "I heard something coming through the brush, breaking the brush, sounded like a big elephant." And he said, I stepped up on a big log there to look, and he said, when that rascal walked out of the woods, he was a big bear, and his head was above mine and me standing up on that big log. And he said, I didn't know what in the world to do. So there was a big tree right there, and I climbed that tree fast as I could go up. When I got to the top, that bear stood up on his hind feet, and his face was right facing mine. He was standing there looking at me, growling. He said, just in a minute, a little chihuahua dog come running out of the woods and grabbed that bear by the hind leg and slung him around over his head a time or two and threw him away over that plumb out over the hill. The little boy looked at him and smiled and said, yeah, preacher, that was my dog. Let's do one Jimmy Rogers song on this set. Let's do the Ballad of Hobo Bill. What do you think, Jack?
Okay.
You hear some real fine little stories like that from different people that happen to be around shows. A fellow walked up and shook hands with me at a show recently and told me that tale about the Where's God, and one of my older brothers, the day before yesterday, in fact, told me the one about the little boy that could lie. Hobo Bill's Last Ride. Riding an eastbound freight train, speeding through the night. He was just a lonesome hobo who was fighting for his life. The sadness in his eyes revealed the torture of his soul as he raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. There to fold nothing but the howling wind and the driving rain so cold. Then he heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way, and the hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. Outside the rain was falling on that lonely boxcar door, but the little form of Hobo Bill lay still upon the floor. Speeding through the darkness and the raging storm outside, no one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. Smile still lingered on his face, but Hobo Bill was dead. There was no mother's longing to soothe his weary soul. He was just a hobo who died out in the cold.
Thank you.
they say that somebody said made the remark to me that storytelling is a well-loved thing at this festival. Maybe I ought to tell you a serious folk tale for a change. How would you like to hear one? This one comes from a way back. My grandmother told me this, and her mama was supposed to have known the people that this happened to. I'll say supposed to. She did know them. So we won't make it no supposing in it. Granny told it as the Lord's facts, so I'll tell it the same way. It was a young couple that had built them a little log cabin. They hadn't been married but a week or two, and there was an elderly lady that lived up the road from where they lived and their little cabin in the woods, who was a widow. She'd been a widow for a long time, owned a fine house. The old boy had worked hard, built him a nice house, and he'd gone on and left her. She got acquainted with the young folks, and they loved her like she was one of their own family. The young lady went up and helped her do a lot of the chores around the house. She was getting old and wasn't able to do much work, and helped her with her little garden and whatnot. One night she invited them to come up and spend the night, and when they came in that night and after supper, she said, "Young'uns, I want to give you something that I feel I should." And she said, "I love you like you were my own children." And she gave them a deed for her place, land, house, and all. And she said, "I got one more gift I want to give you in the morning before you go home." Well, sometime during the night, the maker called her. She went to, on in her sleep. They checked with her lawyer the following week, and sure enough, the house was there, so they moved in, lived in there the whole summer, and during the fall, oh, and incidentally, after the old lady died, her cat disappeared, big old black cat. That fall, they were sitting by the fireplace in their beautiful home that had been willed to them, and the cat comes trotting in through the little cat hole door. They made a little thing that'd swing, you know, and they'd push it and come in, and it'd close back and keep the cold air out. And he comes up and sits down by the boy and looks up at him and, well, and he'd keep reaching down and scratching at a little place at the corner of the hearth, and he'd look up at him and, well, again. Well, the boy didn't pay any attention to it till the third time it happened. The third evening, he decided he'd better look down and see what that cat was trying to show him, and there was a little square of the stone in the hearth that had been laid to finish it out, and he noticed the mortar was loose around it. He got the little sharp-ended poker and raised it up, and there sat a little pot, about a half-gallon pot, almost full of gold coins. And the cat never reappeared. Here's a little fun song about a fellow who is jealous. It's called Jealous Heart. It'll be another Carter Family tune. I told you, this set's going to be mostly traditional. Now, tonight, I'll probably do a few things from, maybe a couple of things from the Dockabilly album that they talked about a minute ago. Things that I think Jack and I can get away with on the stage. You know, we had a whole good crew of musicians on that record. And two guitar players can't make it sound quite like the record did. But we can get the flavor, can't we, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Jealous Hearted Me. Takes a rocking chair to rock and a rubber ball to roll, and the woman that I love to satisfy my soul. I said, I'm jealous, and jealous hearted me. Oh Lord, I'm jealous, and jealous as I can be. Pick it, son. Do it again. I wonder what AP would think of that. Ha ha ha. I got a stove in the kitchen and it bakes nice and brown, and I need a sweet woman to turn my damper down, because I'm jealous, jealous hearted me. I said I'm jealous, about as jealous as I can be. Didn't know I could do that, did you? A.P. Carter would sue me if he heard that, Jay. Gonna buy a big bulldog that I can keep to watch them fellas on their midnight creep. Keep away from my gal, jealous as I can be. I said I'm jealous, jealous as I can be. Play me one straight, son, and we'll quit. For tonight, son. That's for the main stage. Buddy, let's do that. That's close enough to traditional so we can do it. I'm going to let Jack talk about this next tune.
Sure. Well, when I was a kid, I wanted to be Lester Flatt. I was really pretty serious about it. I was, guess it was about 1963. I was 10 years old, had a Martin guitar and a big cowboy hat. I was set. But, and my dad, I was lucky enough, my dad was a TV repairman. We had the tallest TV antenna mast in the county. So I was able to see Flatt and Scruggs three times every Saturday from various stations around. This is an old, a nice old song written by a fellow named Mac O'Dell. And he wrote some nice stuff. I like the lyrics in this song. I like especially the last verse or so. They're very poetic. Very nice song. It's called Cora Is Gone. Now, you may notice that I close my eyes when I sing, and it's not so much because I'm deeply into the music as much as it is... I don't like to watch people suffer. So.
I told Jack that one day that I wasn't real glad, but I don't have that problem. So if they don't like to hear me sing, I can't see them hurting.
Okay, I just got the one more song thing. We may have to, we could change this. Now we'll just go ahead and do this.
Through the night, it's blowing so lonesome, singing to me a song. The whippoorwill calls, just a reminder, pretty girls have hearts made of stone. I wake with the blues at dawn, my darling Cory is gone. I don't know why she told me goodbye, but my darling Cory is gone. The ring that she wears above her finger purchased her raiment so fine. Give her my last green Mac dollar, now she's left me behind. I wake with the blues at dawn, I'm drifting along like brush on a river, caring not where I roam. I'm going to live in the deep forest, dark hollow will be my new home. I wake with the blues at dawn, my darling Cory is gone. I don't know why she told me goodbye, but my darling Cory is gone.
Thank you. And God bless you all. We'll see you tonight.
Thank you.